Center for Action and Contemplation presents a homily by Father Richard Rohr.
It is a shame that the Holy Spirit tends to be an afterthought, and it probably reveals much of the problem of organized Christianity. It doesn't really, and this is the way you use the word, have the Spirit. We tend, I'm afraid, to go through the motions. We formally believe, but there isn't much fire to it. And let's be honest, there isn't. There isn't much conviction. There isn't much service. We just sort of believe. And that's why already in the Gospels there are two baptisms that are clearly distinguished one from the other. There's the baptism with water, which I assume all of you have enjoyed. But Jesus says that's not really the one that matters. That just gets you in the door, that's all. He says there's the baptism of fire and the Spirit. And that's the one that matters. So the water baptism, which most of us were given probably when we were children, really demands little conviction, understanding, spirit. And so until we really get it, so there's the first getting it formally, but then there's the really getting it. And you can tell when people really get it. They tend to be loving, first of all. They tend to be excited. They tend to be servant-oriented. They want to serve others, not just be served themselves. And those were the gifts that we heard read in the second reading. And as the gospel puts it, they become very forgiving people. Forgiving of life itself for not being everything they once hoped for. Forgiving of their neighbor. And probably, most of all, forgiving of themselves for not being as perfect as all of us would like to be. The gift of the Spirit, as I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, is already given. Even though I know all of the songs we're singing them here is Come Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has already come. You all are temples of the Holy Spirit, equally, objectively, and forever. The only difference is the degree that you know it, you draw upon it, and you consciously believe it. So you see that all of the images of the Spirit are dynamic flow images, flowing water, descending doves, fire, wind. Everything is dynamic. If you don't find any kind of dynamism, movement, energy, excitement in your life, probably you're not drawing upon the Holy Spirit. I don't know how else to say it. If you're bored most days and just going through the motions, and I admit, I do it too, we all do, but when your whole life is just going through the motions, there's never any deep conviction. There's never any deep love, excitement, service, forgiveness, surrender. You can be pretty sure, I have to say it, you don't have the Spirit. You don't. You don't. And so you would do well to fan into flame, which is probably a better metaphor in Paul's letters, fan into flame the gift that you already have. So you were all baptized in water, but until that becomes real, until you know Jesus. Yeah. That Jesus is as real to you as the person standing next to you. And that you know you can rely upon Jesus, call upon Jesus, share Jesus, love Jesus, until that's real. Not just a gamble. Well, just in case it's real, I'll go along for the ride. You do have a terrible feeling that an awful lot of people who come to church are going along for the ride. Not you, of course, but the people at the 10 o'clock Mass and the 12 o'clock Mass. You're the ones who get up early, and at least you come, you know. But it is sad. And I guess you've heard in the last 10 years, Hispanic Catholicism has decreased by one-third. One-third. This church isn't really that full for as many people who live in this neighborhood. And you know where most of them are going? All over Latin America, Central America, Mexico, and the United States, to the Pentecostal churches. Because they're excited. They're not afraid to wave their hands in the air, which of course we Catholics just think is so emotional. But at least they're excited. And they want to get into ministry and they want to pray over people. Sometimes we Catholics don't even know how to pray over one another, or we're embarrassed to ask. Sometimes we don't believe in healing. The Pentecostals do. They believe in the active healing of God, and so they enjoy it and experience it. You see, you only experience the Spirit if you believe in the Spirit. It's like people who see angels or people who believe in angels. If you don't really believe in the whole thing, it's really not going to make a bit of difference. You're not going to draw upon this Holy Spirit who dwells in your hearts. As Paul says in Romans, that has been poured into you from the very moment of your creation. You didn't get the Spirit when you were baptized or confirmed. Oh, I know we're supposed to think that way. No, that's just awakening the gift that every one of you in this room already has. So the rest of this wonderful feast, try to become aware of this alive fire that's in each one of your hearts. And then ask, has it become a fire? Or is it just a cold ember and it's almost going out? If it is, it's because you don't want it. God does not give God's Spirit to anybody who's worthy, because none of us are worthy. God gives God's Spirit in this awakened way to those who want it. So on this Feast of Pentecost, quite simply, want it. Rely upon it. Know that you already have God's Spirit.
This homily by Father Richard Rohr is copyright by the Center for Action and Contemplation. Visit cac.org for other educational resources and programs.